All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show. Thanks. You can follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. That's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and lifesabinge@gmail.com. If you want to send us an email, you can call us on our voicemail number at 619-438-0532. And you can support us on Patreon if you would like to become a subscriber of the show. It's patreon.com/lifesabinge. And you can become a producer like Big Daddy Moneybags, Todd the Rowe, Jess Jansen, Kathy Weintraub, or the Couch Potatoes, or the honorary Avengers out there as well. You guys are all awesome. And we thank you very much for supporting us on Patreon.
Yeah.
.com.
Thank you.
.com.
.com.
But with all that being said, let's go ahead and start the show. Take a breath.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow,
what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Jared?
What's up? Let's see. Did I say that I bought my tickets for the Hella Mega Tour?
Nope.
The Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy tour.
I don't believe so.
Now, are you familiar with Fall Out Boy?
Yep.
It's cool. I've just... I don't know if it was like.
Are you familiar with the Fallout Boy?
I remember they were kind of a big thing, but I just kind of missed that boat. Like I miss a lot of boats.
20-year-old me is very happy. Yeah. That I'm going to this concert.
They were a huge thing. We used to, because there were a couple different back in the early internet days when you could get stuff at like, I don't know, newgrounds.com or. That's really the only one I can remember. There's a bunch of different ones, but memes used to come from one place. Like it wasn't like memes were everywhere,
right?
And in the early internet, like it was either YouTube or Newgrounds, and one of them was an animation done to that song. You're going down, and it's just like it would be the animation would try and like match up with what they thought the words were. So it's like you're going downtown. So it's like all right, we'll draw buildings
downtown,
and then like it would write out what they thought the lyrics were. And it's like, in a Louis Louis. And it was just like a question mark. Like, what is that? So it's just like squiggly lines. Like, we don't know what we're writing in, but that's where we're going in this thing.
We have no idea what this guy is saying.
That was one of their hits, I imagine.
Yes.
You don't know that song?
I'm sure I don't.
I'm sure you've heard it.
I'm sure you know
that
song.
I'm sure you've heard that song.
We're going down, down.
What's the name of it?
Of any of it, that was played and played.
What's the name of it?
Sugar with a Bullet. Or Sugar, We're Going Down.
Play Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. Come on, I know you heard me.
No, it did not.
Play Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy.
You don't have to pull yourself away from the microphone.
I was just trying to get further into
it. I move my face away from the mic to breathe.
Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain.
I gotta
go deeper. Chocolate Rain. Things will never, ever be the same. Chocolate Rain. Now, there's a mashup I want to hear.
Breathe off.
We just made it.
This doesn't ring a bell offhand.
That's so
really?
Weird.
Wow. And yeah, the animation's just a bunch of ridiculous shit that doesn't match. I'd say when this is out,
sounds 50, a little yellow cardy.
This song,
50% of the theater kids in the department were bananas about Fall Out Boy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The other 50 were like, I can't stand this music.
That song, Dance Dance, was another big one. Dance Dance, we're falling apart to have time. Dance
yeah.
Dance.
Yeah, man.
That was on.
I know Green Day.
That song was on Madden 2000, early.
Oh, you know what? There's some every now and then. Yeah, playing Madden. There's songs on there that I'm like, this is a catchy.
It was the menu song.
And they play it over and over again.
I want to say 2006. Yeah, Madden 2006. Maybe 2007. We're actually. Going
down. Anyway, so I got my tickets for that, which is fantastic. Cool. And it's at Petco on July 24th. Which is the Friday night during Comic-Con weekend.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Which is a bummer. Speaking of, as we're recording this, tomorrow, or Saturday, is tomorrow? It's either tomorrow or Saturday. Comic-Con tickets go on sale.
Comic-Con.
Which is stupid, because
we're already
it's
there
way
again.
Too early.
What?
It's way too early for that to be happening
so
right now.
So early.
But anyway, so that Friday during Comic-Con is the Fall Out Boy concert, or the Green Day Fall Out Boy Weezer show, which I'm hype as fuck.
Hype
for.
Now, have you seen any of them before?
I've seen Weezer at a bowling alley.
What?
I've seen Green. Oh, yeah. I've seen Green. Because, dude, I've been a fan of Weezer since Blue Album came out. And I think I was in junior high when nobody gave a fuck about this band.
That's fun when they become big.
Like I've seen Weezer twice, and both times were at the Del Mar Fair.
Yeah. That's bitching.
Sorry,
then,
the San Diego County Fair.
Yeah, and then I've seen Green Day a couple times on tour in like arenas and stuff. But regardless, so it's really funny. I got the tickets for that, and rewind to when I was in Vegas with Samantha a few years back, and we went with a couple, like a friend, like friends that were a couple, and it was like the two couples. And when we got there, I was like, ooh, you know what? I know what I want to spend my money on. And they're like, blackjack? And I was like, Celine Dion concert. And because I have no shame in saying that I love Celine Dion.
You and Amit Gorlicky, man.
It would be amazing to see that woman sing live. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, I want to do that. And no one else was game. And I was like, well, son of a bitch.
You're all alone.
Fucking, have you not heard this woman sing? Like, she has the infinite range of everyone. So that's the backstory. So we bought these tickets to the Hell Omega tour, and then 2 days later on Facebook, it's like, bloop, just announced Celine Dion World Tour coming to San Diego in March 2020.
It's July 26th on the same day.
It was March, and I was like, but I just spent my concert money. I allowed myself one show.
Weren't cheap.
And they were not cheap, and now I'm like, but.
How much were they?
But the Green Days?
Either.
$100.
When I saw the announcement for the Celine Dion ones, they weren't even on sale yet. It was like tickets on sale next week or whatever.
Got it.
I haven't looked it up yet. But the Green Day tickets were 100 something a piece, like 120, something like that. I don't know.
That's not that bad.
No.
Really?
It's crazy that's not that bad.
That is,
well, right.
That is,
but I mean,
crazy.
It's Green Day and it's Fall Out Boy and it's
three big bands.
Lindsay was looking at tickets for, because everyone's crazy about Lizzo right now, which, you know, I get it. Really awesome, fun pop music.
Sure.
And I just want to find out how much the tickets are. And it was like 220.
Yeah.
Like a 220 was like the bottom. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And if you wanted to sit like front row or in the pit, it was like upwards of hundreds of dollars.
Right.
Like $300 to $400 to be down in the front pit or whatever.
That's bananas.
And man. I'm like, no thanks. Like, these are punk rock bands that I saw for $20 at Soma.
Right.
Like when I was in high school.
Oh my God.
So I'm not going to be spending. Plus I'm old and there's going to be a gigantic TV screen and I'm going to bring my binoculars and it'll all be fine.
So that led to a conversation where we talked about
production.
Oh yeah.
Is there an artist where you would spend that much money to go see? Like if the tickets were, you know, let's say the tickets were $300. And I know for some people, like, I go totally go see blah, blah. But I'm just, for the people in this room, if the tickets are $300,
right,
which
now,
is a lot. Like, is there any artist touring?
And is that a decent seat? Or is that like the bare bones upper nosebleed seats?
It's slightly less than decent. Like, let's say you're like in the mezzanine, upper mezzanine in a theater.
300 bones for one artist right now? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
For any artist ever.
You know, there was a time that Prince came to town.
That was my answer. I was like, I'd pay that much to see Michael.
Yeah.
If I could go see Michael for that much, I would.
I'd pay any amount of money to see Michael Jackson.
That would be nice, especially, because I've never seen him. Yeah. I always wanted to go to Jackson 5 or the Jacksons or Michael Jackson or any of those shows.
Yeah.
So that would be nice. But Prince came to town for.
That was my other answer. I was like, Probably Prince.
Well, he came to town and played at the Hard Rock, and tickets were $250. And I was just, at that time, I was like, I just can't.
Right.
I can't do it.
Nope.
Can't do it. Remember paying 90 for Prince on more than a couple occasions. Also remember paying $25 for Prince, which was the best.
And that's what makes it hard, because you've been following this artist for a long time, and like, man, I used to be able to go see this band for like, and they sound the fucking same.
Yeah.
I used to go see him for $25, $30, and now it's, you know, $120, $150.
Yeah. I dug that. Like tough. All like 70% of the house was $25.
Yeah.
And then
that's right.
And then 500, you know, or whatever for the up close seats where he might pull you on stage.
I have never paid more, because my favorite band is Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, and they're not a huge band. They're like, they've always been like on the cusp of being huge.
Right.
And you'll hear their music like on TV shows and in commercials and in video games and famously on Twilight, like all kinds of stuff. But they've never like quite broken past the like mega band fame tour stuff. So I never paid more than like $35 for a
ticket. Like,
and
is
I'm like,
perfect.
This is dope.
Thanks like, for staying small
I would
time.
Love for you to get, I'd love for you to get the money you deserve, but I'm really glad for me personally that I can come see your shows and not have to pay more than $35. Like, it's great.
That's nice.
It's really funny because, like you said, you've been following the band forever. They sound the same, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And this is not the same.
This is Fall Out Boy.
This is the newest Green Day song.
Oh.
Your faces are appropriate.
For those of you in Radio Town, I made a boo face.
Because it sounds like the White Stripes or something.
Not Green Day?
Yeah, it does not sound like Green Day to me. If that was on the radio and someone said that was Green Day. I don't hate it.
Right.
But it does not sound like Green Day.
I don't, yeah.
So I'm like,
I have this conversation.
Like, they have a new song? Because they all put out a new single when they announced that they were going on tour together.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, I played the Fall Out Boy one. And I was like, sweet.
Sounds
like
right.
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
And then I played the Green Day one. And I was like, what in the fuck is this?
Wow.
It's not bad. It's just bizarre.
Yeah. No, it's
I think it's on Monday
different.
Night Football. They like will have a live band. But it's not really a live band. It's like a lip sync.
Sure.
Like arted, like a weird edited thing.
I miss.
And they had Blink 182 on there.
That.
Did you see that?
No.
Mm-mm.
Doing their new stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the new album.
How was it?
It was a little weird. It was just a little weird sounding. And especially like, especially because they're like, and coming up, a performance by Blink 182. And it's not a performance by Bleak 182. It's like they like filmed
like
this thing. Yeah, they filmed this thing with an audience, and then they edit it, and it's clearly like playing to the song, like the album version of the song.
Yeah,
and it was bizarro.
I don't like that.
Monday
yeah, that's
Night
like,
Football is weird these days.
Like
it is weird.
Are you kidding me? Where do I begin?
Exactly.
I begin with Booger. Thank God. I'm so glad Jason Witten's playing football again and not trying to talk. Pull a rabbit out of his head.
Oh, man.
Jason. This is a saying we learn in second grade.
Good times. Anyway, that was
anyway.
A real terrible
tangent on me saying that about concert.
Right on.
That's
all right.
What's up with you guys?
I like tangents.
You know, dang it.
Nothing? Great.
No. I want to talk about music, but I want to get into that more when we talk about what we've been watching.
Sure.
So that part of me wants to go straight into it, but I'm like, you know what? That'll be better later.
It's real quick. Well, there's no other segments going on. We just need to plow through this, get
hey.
Some news,
yep.
well, we
and
can,
then
yep.
We can talk about whatever.
Yep. Yeah. So that'll be fun. My neighbors are back, so I'm not watching the chickens anymore.
Nice.
Or Kevin. I had a good time, and Kevin didn't kill me.
So now the corn can't grow.
The corn can't grow now. Chicken corn. But it was nice. And when they came by today, Anya came by. She's like, oh, I want to bring something to you. And she came by with Rosie the dog, and who's been, you know, around forever, as long as they've been around.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And but her baby, Sage. Who was just like the happiest freaking little baby. He was just like, and so we're hanging outside and talking and stuff, and it was just really nice. And Sage was just beaming, just like, I'm just, life is the best. I'm so happy right now. And you like talk to him. Yeah.
Can't wait.
You're going to have a baby.
This is true.
You're having one of those.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Samantha's having
sooner than later.
February?
January 29th is the updated
okay.
due date.
Oh. January.
January 29th.
There you go.
Yes. Crazy.
Dude, that's going to be no time.
Yeah.
Like, blink, blink.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Blink, blink, bam.
It's going to be like, oh, Halloween. Oh, Christmas. Oh,
because
shit.
These 3 months always
hey,
go
baby.
Quickly.
Yeah, they do.
Exactly.
They do. They go fast.
Especially now that you're old.
Yep. Good times.
Right on, man.
What's up, you, Rich?
Lindsay and I just got back last night from Ventura. I always say it that way
Ventura.
Because
Ventura Thousand Oaks.
Yes, Satan. Because her sister had her baby yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's going
really
around.
Cool. Yep. Because people are doing that. They're having babies.
It's going around.
It was awesome. We got a text from her husband at like 3:45 in the morning. And it's like, hey, like we're in the hospital. We were admitted a couple hours ago. She was in like the second phase of labor. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty close. If we're going to go and like want to be there, then we should think about getting going now.
Yeah.
So like, I rouse Lindsay up from bed. And I'm like, hey, do you want to go? And Lindsay's not the most decisive person, so she's like kind of hemming and hawing. And I was like, look, like,
let's go.
like, let's go. And I said, like, let's just go. So we get up and we go, and we're there. We get there about 10 a.m. She's not had the baby yet. And we were there until I think we left. We got back on the road at 8 p.m. to come back down. She had the baby at around 2.
Sorry.
And then they had, that's cool. And then they had like time alone with the baby and like, you know, time to check on everything, make sure everything's cool. And then we all went in. And it's like, oh, this tiny little thing with this little tiny little face, and like, which is really funny because watching people interact with babies is almost as fun as interacting with the baby yourself. Like, because the two grandmas are there and they are just like completely over the moon, and they're like, you know,
that's
they're
cool.
Like they're like this far away. For those of you in the radio land, I'm holding the baby about like a foot away from my face,
arms length.
So I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, it's looking at me. I'm like, babies can't see that far yet. Like, it's definitely not looking at you. Like, oh, she's smiling. I'm like, no,
minute.
I'm not doing that yet either. Yeah. But it's, you know, enjoy yourself. And, like, Lindsay's holding the kid, and, like, you know, like, the baby was crying, and she, like, soothes the baby, and her mom's just like, look at Lindsay holding a child. And Lindsay turns out, she's like, I don't hate children, Mom. but that's, like, the perception people get, like, when you say you don't want kids,
yeah.
That you, like,
what?
Hate children. It's like, I don't hate kids. Like, no, kids are awesome. I just don't want one in my house. Like, yeah. that's the difference.
Not for me.
Like, I totally, I pick up the child. I'm, like rocking back and forth. Like, oh, you're so cute.
You
and, like,
can touch
the
children.
Baby. Yeah, right? Like, I'm not smoking from my cloven hooves or something. But it was really cool, and I was really glad. They were shocked that we dropped everything to come up there, and they were super stoked. My favorite thing about the day, because I could go on about this all day, because all kinds of really funny shit happened, and I took videos just so that they'd always remember. But so Melissa, Lindsay's sister, is sitting there in bed, like, you know, exhausted because baby.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring in the hospital food for her to eat, and she opens up. She goes, oh, God. She literally goes, hup, and, like, closes it. Like, I can't. What is that? And Josh, the dad, comes over because neither of them have eaten. They've been there since midnight the night before. And
yikes.
This is, at this point, it's like 4. It's like 5 o'clock. It's 5 p.m. And he's like, I got to eat something. And he goes to take a bite. And I got a picture of him taking a bite of it. And he's just like, oh, God. And we're like,
what was it?
It was like a turkey with gravy and I think mashed potatoes and asparagus or something. But it, like, from across the room, I could smell it. I'm like, that smells like hospital food because I've had family in hospital, you know, ever since I was little, so I know what a hospital's like. I'm like, I know that smell. Oh, don't eat that. So I was like, what do you want? Like, do you want, is there something that you want? And they go, oh, we'd love Jersey Mike's. Like, I guess they, like, Jersey Mike's is like their thing. And
right.
There was one close by. I was like, we'll go get it for you. It's like, no, you don't have to do that. I'm like, this is literally the smallest thing that I could do
yeah.
for you. Just go get you a fucking
sitting here
a
right
fucking
now,
sandwich. Like, let me go get you a sandwich.
You just
so we go
life
right?
onto the
you just
earth.
Made life. Like, let me go get you a sandwich. So we go get the sandwiches. So we come back, and I give her the sandwich, and I've never seen anyone so happy to be eating a sandwich.
Oh my God.
And I'm so glad I took video of it because she takes a bite. She's like, oh yeah. It was great. But it was a great time all around. Like, obviously very life changing for them. So I'm super happy. Josh, Melissa, and now Elena, congratulations.
Nice.
Now, are you
Oh.
Sorry, I was gonna say, are you an uncle In any capacities?
Yet? As far as no. That's the first one.
Official.
So, yeah. Right on.
I have cousins who have kids, but we don't really count that.
Right.
Because some people call that's your cousin. Some people say that's your uncle, and I'm just like, it's too confusing for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know anything past that's my cousin.
Right.
Yeah, that's my cousin. That's another cousin who's just younger now.
Nice.
But yeah, that's I'm Uncle Rich.
You're Uncle Rich. Or now. Uncle Richard. I like it.
Word.
Cool.
It's Uncle Richard. That sounds like my dad because that's his name.
So, yeah.
All my cousins.
My cousins called my dad Uncle Rich and Uncle Richard, so it was interchangeable.
Some say Uncle Dick.
No.
Back in the day.
That's fine. If I'm a hard ass, you can go for it.
Don't give me no rest.
That's what's up. What's up.
This just in.
Where's Richard Blake?
Right on point.
Oh, I literally
China. China's the news right now. I don't know how much of any of this you guys have been paying attention to. So I'll start with like the political aspect and then move to the more relevant entertainment side stuff.
Sure.
China, this all started. There are protests happening in Hong Kong pretty much daily right now. And I've not done a ton of research on this, but I've been pretty loosely following the story since it started. And I think the meat and potatoes of how it started is that China wanted to change the extradition laws to make it easier to extradite, you know, dissenters or people who said bad shit about China from Hong Kong into China
proper.
Yeah,
who have been autonomous for the last...
And for those of you who don't know, like, Hong Kong is technically part of China. Like, they're technically one country, but Hong Kong has a different system of government than China does.
They were British rule until 20 years ago when they agreed that they would, like, turn
Correct.
It over.
But they didn't, like, absorb into China 100%.
Smoothly, right.
Right. Right.
And it's landlocked, too, right?
So they're in the middle, and China surrounds them. And it's been heated, and it's been tough in those past 20 years. And I'm guessing right now is probably the loudest and most... Maybe not the loudest, but probably the most prickly it's been in recent times anyway.
Yeah, it seems like the Chinese government is it's about time we take control of our, you know, part of our
country. This land is our land, yeah.
So you better step in line, Hong Kongers.
So there are now, over the past few days, there have been a few different incidences with wildly different aspects of entertainment, American entertainment. Because, as you know, our market is very much embroiled with the Chinese market, especially when you talk about movies. Not so much TV, but movies, video games.
Exporting movies over there is very, very big.
Right. And one of the largest stories is about a Hearthstone player. So I'm really bummed Mikey P's not here because this totally leads into like shit he's like totally into. But a Hearthstone?
It's a video game?
Hearthstone. Hearthstone. Yeah. Most people say Hearthstone. I don't know. Either way. It's a Blizzard Entertainment video game, which Blizzard is obviously one of my favorite video game companies, has been since I was a kid. Wildly popular in China, wildly popular here, wildly popular across the world. They do esports. They do a lot of the streamers on Twitch are streaming Blizzard games. Like it's a big deal. And there's a tournament, and one of the players who's from Hong Kong, basically after he won the tournament, says "Free Hong Kong."
Shit.
And the announcers were like, and Blizzard was like, what? And so it was like a 1 minute thing on, you know, a live stream on Twitch. And for my part, if no one had said anything after that, it probably would have just gone away because how many people are watching a Twitch live stream of a not even physical card game tournament?
Right.
Right.
You'd
no one's
surprised.
Watching this.
Yeah.
A lot of people,
I'm
a lot
assuming
of people
that would be
this.
The answer.
Yeah.
But like,
a
it
lot
wouldn't
of people,
be.
Sure, but...
I wouldn't be reading about it on NPR right now if Blizzard hadn't have banned the player for a year from playing in tournaments and taken away his prize money.
What?
Right.
Wait, what?
Must make China happy.
Right. And that's what it is.
Something happened to the NBA, too.
That's where I'm going next.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on, dude?
There's a lot of it. There's a lot of it happening right now.
To derail
right now.
Just a little bit.
No, please
contribute. Keep China happy.
Come in.
South Park. The last two episodes, which I just happened to watch, or the last first two episodes of the new season.
That's why I wanted to talk about this, because there's a lot. There's a lot.
It's going into it hardcore. So it's at least two episodes dedicated to it.
About,
so,
like, fuck China
fuck
happy? China.
Yes, yeah. yes. And how it's everybody's like, he's going to go to China to open up the markets so he could sell his Integrity Weed, which is the store, the storyline now.
Yeah.
Stan's dad is now a weed farmer.
Yeah. Sure.
And so when he goes there, he's like, there's like the NBA's on board. Like, oh, you guys are trying to sell it to the Chinese too, huh? Well, I guess there's probably room for all of us, right?
Yeah.
And then like all the Marvel characters get on board and come and sit down. I guess there's probably enough China money for all of us, right? Right, guys? And so
1.4 billion people.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
A lot of money.
A lot of dollars.
So they took away his prize money,
mm-hmm.
banned him for a year
mm-hmm.
for saying free Hong Kong.
Yep.
And where is he from?
He's from Hong Kong.
Okay. Yeah. So,
you know.
All the more reason to say things that he wants to say.
That he actually believes in sports.
Okay. Right.
Right. And this has spilled over big time. If you go to any Blizzard-related, game-related website right now, everyone's like, burn the motherfucker down. Like, people are pissed.
Oh,
I've never seen so many video game players all on one side of an issue. And
so, like, burn Blizzard down? Or
burn them down.
Down?
Yeah. Burn Blizzard down. Burn them down. And there's all these high-profile, like, Twitch streamers are all quitting the game. They're like, I'm quitting. Deleting my account. I'm done with this. Like,
yeah,
I'm not going to support
this.
That's
super not cool.
But, like, post after post, and every subreddit is, like, done with the games. Never going to buy another game.
So, like, all the games.
Yeah. Like, so, you know, right now, Overwatch is hugely popular mm-hmm. around the world. And a lot of people are saying, I'm not going to play that. I haven't played it in a while, but, well, that makes it easy. Mm-hmm. Quitting that shit. Overwatch, Hearthstone, Diablo, StarCraft, all, like, big money makers.
Warcraft.
Yeah. World of Warcraft, which we just talked about last week. Huge money makers for this company and huge money makers for other subsets, tournaments, things like that around the world. And people in droves are like, I'm done with this shit. Which is
kind of
heartening, right?
It's dope, like, yeah.
You know, this country is actively committing genocide and ethnically cleansing this one particular group, and we're not going to support that, which is cool for people to be able to just stand up and get behind that without.
It is, you know what, and that kind of is, that's when I was talking about, we're talking about the great hack and mm-hmm. and hope for the humanity.
Yeah,
is that in the information age like that, people can get the word out and make a big statement in a big way.
So beyond just Blizzard, we had the NBA, and it was the coach of the Houston Rockets,
mm-hmm.
I believe, and I don't know what he said because I didn't look this up, but he was reprimanded for talking about it.
It was Popovich and Steve. I didn't read exactly what they had gotten.
He basically said, like, fuck China.
Fuck
China. That's cool. That's not cool.
Fuck them.
And they were like, shut up.
You can't say that.
We need China to like us, you fucking idiot.
They own our debt.
And fans who've been sitting at games with anti-China signs have been removed and ejected from games here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really.
Like,
yes, because the freedom of speech is crossing a line where it's like, you can't say that. We need their money.
We need that money. Those dollar
and
bills,
it's like,
y'all.
Shush. Keep this under wraps, people.
For a while, you couldn't access the Winnie the Pooh website anywhere in the world because Disney also likes China's money. And Winnie the Pooh has been turned into a meme for Xi Jinping.
Right, yeah.
Am I saying that right?
I don't know if you're saying that
they're
right.
They're likening him to Winnie the Pooh, so they've been using Winnie the Pooh's image a lot. Saying
during
just
the Olympics,
Winnie the Pooh.
Last Olympics, there was a thing with the Winnie the Poohs on the ice and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they, for a while, the website was down. Like, you couldn't get to it anywhere in the world. It's back up now. There's so much. There's so much.
The South Park.
South Park one is huge.
If you've seen that, have you seen that episode?
I haven't seen him yet.
But oftentimes on South Park, they have a Mickey Mouse character playing kind of a corporate Mickey as a badass. Yeah. And so he does this whole, there's a whole thing where he's like kowtowing to China but whipping everybody in place.
Right.
It's really a brilliant episode, like a couple episodes. So.
I think the last major profile company, there's probably more than I'm forgetting right now, but Apple as well, censored the Taiwanese flag on all Apple products. Like the Taiwanese flag emoji isn't available on any Apple products available in China because China doesn't recognize Taiwan as its own country. And they removed an app from the App Store that protesters were using in order to like coordinate like where they're going to be and where police are and stuff like that so they can stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
So Apple is also cut down in China because they need that Chinese money.
Everyone in this country needs that Chinese money.
Apparently.
It's not just
this
country.
Though.
It's
like,
not just this country.
Exactly.
It's the global
economy.
It's
everybody.
The global economy. So it'll be really interesting to see what, if anything, how this plays out.
Right.
But I give the smallest bit of credit to where credit's due. Trump's been crying about China for years. And he's not totally wrong. He's wrong. He's crying about them for not the totally right reasons. Like the human rights violations is probably
a good reason to cry about it. But he hasn't.
And that's not what it is.
Yeah, he's about just the devaluing the dollar.
Right.
And getting an unfair trade.
Right.
So yeah.
So that's that bit of news.
Fun.
Yay. Fun stuff. In lighter/expected/hilarious notes, Jared Leto is not too pleased about the new Joker movie.
Because people like it.
One, because people like it. Two, because people think Joaquin Phoenix is groundbreaking, yeah, stunning, phenomenal, all Oscars, those things. He's going to win awards, yeah. Which I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it so bad.
Exactly.
I'm sure people are correct.
Yep.
And three, it came right on the heels of when he just played the Joker. And there were supposed to be like three more movies with him in it as the Joker. And now that's obviously not going to fucking happen.
He pissed everybody off, like right. being in character and playing those.
It's not just that. Like the actual characterization was pretty.
The movie sucked.
I didn't see it.
It was not good. Like the whole damage on his forehead and the just none of it made sense, and not in a way that makes sense not making sense for that character.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yes. It makes sense.
Stop making sense.
So he's butthurt about not being a part of it and not being the guy getting all the love.
But it's funny because this movie has nothing to do with any of the other movies. Again, I haven't seen it, but from what I understand, this is a standalone 100%.
Yep.
This is just
the
Joker
movie. No Batman.
There's nothing.
No reference to Batman.
I don't know because I haven't seen it. But even if there is, it doesn't matter. It's not going to turn into like a universe, or it's not going to be like.
No.
I was hoping it would.
Tailed into anything. It's just that they wanted to tell the story.
It's
a human interest story where it's like, let's challenge mental health in a way that might be digestible right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, we know we have the Joker.
Yeah.
And so that's what the movie's basically about, is like mental illness and stuff. And they're not going to be like, and then he fights Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Not about that.
Huh. That's cool.
For at least a year, I've been saying, this is what they need to do. Like, you have alternate universes built into your product. Like, just tell an individual story.
Right.
Don't do an origin. Just tell the freaking story. And
that's what they do.
And it could be great.
That's cool. And also, it's almost like saying, we're not going to try to do what they're doing in Marvel.
That's what they should have done from the fucking beginning.
Because they definitely were trying to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they were trying to copy each other in the comics for years, too. You know?
Yeah,
so.
Right.
So it makes sense that there's the Justice League and then there's the Avengers. You know, it all makes sense. But, yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah, Joker is doing very well. Made, like, $95 million opening weekend, something like that.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, critically, I want to see it.
Critically praised, mm-hmm. audience praised, mm-hmm. which doesn't happen a lot
right.
lately. For everybody
to be
united.
Yeah, I'm curious to see it. It looks like it's going to be great, and Joaquin Phoenix is fantastic.
I will say right now I will have seen it by our next recording.
I probably 100%. Won't.
I will have seen it.
I don't know if I will or not.
Then I'll talk about it. Yeah. Coming to America 2 will be rated PG-13.
Boo.
What do you want, R?
Yeah.
Yes!
Coming to America, I mean, what's there, what needs to be R about it?
The royal penis is clean, your highness.
Yeah, exactly.
Just all of it.
It wasn't rated R before, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
And if it wasn't, then it was rated PG because it didn't.
Or it was the PG-13 of the 80s, which would definitely be an R now.
But there didn't exist. PG-13 is a product of the 90s, baby. PG movies were like.
I just don't remember like Coming to America being that edgy, you know, that it just seemed like it was kind of PG style humor.
There's some motherfuckers in there.
Huh.
Yeah. Some fucks and some motherfuckers. You only get one of those if you're going to be PG.
Yep. True story. So.
Choose it wisely.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah.
It's whatever.
They're making everything PG-13 these days.
Tyler Perry has opened the largest movie studio on the continental United States.
That's
not just the
cool.
largest single studio, but if you combined all the other studio backlots that exist in the United States right now, they still wouldn't be as big as this studio is.
Now, and this is the same one that
managed. Billionaire.
This man has money.
Like,
he used to be homeless.
A lot of money.
I love it.
He
love
homeless.
He has created.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
From nothing.
Yeah.
So, but
I don't like most of his work, but I have to be impressed by what he has done.
Absolutely.
I have to.
Is it all on
like
the
Mark
back
Wahlberg.
Of Medea, do you think?
It is.
Well,
like, do you think it's
huge.
All on
it
the
absolutely
back?
Is. The movies are
huge.
Everything else. I mean, he's did some other movies.
Budget, budget super low, grosses super high. Like that's where it all starts. Absolutely.
But there was news about a Latino run movie studio, and I thought that it was connected, like it was the same thing.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's the same studio or not.
I don't know.
I wish I'd found that out. But
there's an interview with him, and they're talking about it.
Talk about it in the news section.
Yeah.
It's obviously news because he's the very first. I don't like saying African American. The very first brother. First brother to ever own a movie studio, which is pretty tight as far as I'm concerned. And they're asking him about doing it in Georgia because, if you remember from a few months back, there's the very controversial heartbeat bill that was going through the Georgia Senate. And a lot of people were saying we were going to pull out. We're not going to produce things there. We're not going to record things there. That was struck down in the courts a couple months ago, a month or two ago. So it's not happening. It's not going forward.
The law.
Yeah. Okay. Not right now anyway. And there'll probably be another back and forth.
Right.
You know, but it's not going into effect, basically. So he's asked about it. He's like, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. And every 4 years you get a chance to make changes. Like I'm not. Basically saying, like, I put a lot of money into this shit. I'm not just going to pull out.
Especially if you have, like, a particular
connection to... And Georgia's where it's at for movies right now, guys. Absolutely. Like, Georgia's where it's at.
Hey, yeah. I applaud Atlanta and the state of Georgia for...
$30 million for the land.
Commitment to the arts. Like
$250 million to build out the rest of the studio.
That's insane.
And he's like, I'm not done. Like, I'm going to do more to this place. Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Somebody famous opened a brand new TV studio. I think TV studio, but maybe TV / movie studio.
Oh, really?
On the south side of Chicago. That's supposed to be as big as, like, a really big one. I want to see, like, Common, like, maybe.
Really?
Something like that. Is Common from Chicago?
I don't know. That would make sense because he did visit the White House during the Obama presidency.
But anyway, AKA that's kind of cool. I want to, like, you know, we're still in touch with lots of friends from the South Side.
In other news, the Patriots beat the Giants right now.
Just now, while we're watching. 6-0. Stupid Patriots.
5-0.
6.
6?
Hey. Yep. Week 6.
Boom.
Hate them.
You only hate them because they're good.
Yes.
Anything else?
Nope.
And that's the way it was.
Sweet. Well, with all that being said, let's take a quick commercial break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Take a look. Where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you knew you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't owe no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. You don't have no
self-respect. You feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
You wanted to talk about music during this segment, BJ?
Music.
Yeah, connected to your music stuff. The there was some stuff on Netflix that all of a sudden was like, oh, hello.
Such as?
Big Mouth is out again.
Oh, yes.
New Big Mouth is out. I watched a couple of those episodes today. It's we talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's... Sometimes it's off-puttingly crude.
Yes.
Like I just like, but it's got such heart and such realness to it that I enjoy it.
I'm with it because Big Mouth establishes pretty early on that this isn't going to be.
It's going to be filthy.
Yeah, this is going to be filthy.
Yeah.
Who's behind that? Nick Kroll and Mulaney, right?
Yes.
Is it Mulaney?
Yeah.
Dude,
They're, I mean,
I know Nick Kroll is.
They're like
John Mulaney's the dude.
The duo.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're Nick like, funny. They're like Nick writing partner.
Yeah, I love. So yeah, when I like when you watch that first episode, you're like, this is gonna be gross.
Yep.
So if you're in, like, you stay right. in. If you're out, you get out.
And they do. They
for
do.
Me, it's like I'm in 100%. Like, do what you got to do.
I'm into, but still, sometimes I'm just like,
hey. That was a bit one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, just they take it very far.
No.
But anyway. But Peaky Blinders, which I feel like is an audience that is not as big as it ought to be. Like,
yeah, I've heard that
people don't watch it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I've like heard that. That from...
there's not that many people watch it.
Everybody I know that does watch it says that.
Yep. Dana Winglau, we used to talk about it. She loved it. But this, yeah, I know very few people who watch Peaky Blinders, but I fucking love it.
I've seen half of an episode of that show.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one for sure that helps. I'm generally against having closed captions on, but Peaky Blinders is one that helps because they speak such a thick accent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to understand what they're saying.
Indeed.
So so I'll use that to kind of like, oh, okay, follow along. But it's so good. And they have they feature music, a lot of music, a lot of different music, rock music, edgy music that's really good. And most of it I've never heard before. But Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds does a lot of the songs for it, and I'm becoming a fan of this band.
Nice,
they do good stuff. Maybe that's what you should have played is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. But anyway.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. I'll have forgotten all about that when I'm editing this together.
I'm sure you will.
It's definitely not Fall Out Boy. Yeah.
Green Day, Weezer, Sweater Song, Call It a Day.
Yep. Yep. Well, I loved it though. Whatever you played was
of course
was
it was amazing.
That was great.
Yeah.
So I watched the entire season of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many episodes was it?
Six.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like it's a BBC product. That's
digestible.
Yeah,
Blinders is
BBC slot with Netflix. Like they co do it.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, they do.
They co do it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten on board with that.
Good, 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 good. Love it, love it, love it.
And
somebody out there. Talk Peaky Blinders with me.
619-438-5532.
I'm going to have to watch it so I can be in solidarity with you, BJ.
Thanks, man.
I
appreciate it.
This show.
Who other than Cillian Murphy's in it? Because like, he's a star, right? He's the
he's
lead.
The main guy. Yeah. He's the guy. Tommy Shelby. He's the guy. It all kind of centers around him.
Is there any other names in it, or is
there
it,
have been,
or it's just you know them from
the first season? Yeah. I watched the fourth season actually again too.
Wait, how many seasons are there?
There's five now.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So this was the fifth one that just came out.
I thought it was like two or three.
So yeah. Part of me was like, what? Like anything, like any series, I'm like, what happened again? You know, like I know I enjoyed it, but what happened?
Yeah.
And then so I put on season four to kind of watch that again. And that one has, what is his name? Adrian Brody.
Oh, yeah.
Is like a mobster from New York. And he's great in it. There are some actors that you would recognize, I think. In the first season, one of the main kind of – he's a cop, but he's definitely not the hero. He's the villain. Is the dude from Jurassic Park, the dad from Jurassic Park.
Sam Neill?
Yeah, Sam Neill.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, the dad from Jurassic Park?
Yeah,
there
yeah.
isn't a dad.
Where we're going, we don't need eyes.
Oh, he's not the dad. You're right. He's,
I was like, who
he's the
are
dude.
You talking about?
He's not
Dr.
the dad.
Dr. Grant.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Sam Neill. But he's fantastic in that first two seasons. He's.
I was so confused.
Yeah. I'm like, who? They're the
I
kids.
Still got it, though,
the kids
right?
have the dad and the mom. Like, Laura Dern's the mom. Right?
The Dern.
Sam Neill's the dad.
Oh, my God.
And, Uncle Newman.
Oh,
right?
Man. Uncle Newman. Hey, BJ, watch Jurassic Park again.
I guess so. Believe me, I was focused way more on the cool dinosaurs.
Remember that there is one good Jurassic Park movie.
True.
We were at dinner the other night at Shank and Bone. You been there? In our neighborhood?
Shank
nope.
and Bone?
Shank and Bone. Vietnamese food. Really good pho.
Nice.
Good pho.
And Jurassic Park, The Lost World was on.
Ugh.
And it was ending.
Ugh.
was the volume up?
No, so it's
so you're just watching it.
Captions are on, so we're like kind of half watching it. We're mostly just talking because that's what we do. That's what we try to do when we're eating. It's like talking, blah,
right?
Blah, blah. Watch something that's not we don't have to focus on. Except when we're watching 9-9, but
I gotta start watching that more.
That's so good. But Jurassic Park 2 is ending, and then Jurassic Park 3 starts. She's like, what's this one about again? And I'm like, this is the one where William H. Macy's son was on vacation with his, like, the, because he's divorced from his wife, so the mom's new lover, and they fall onto the island, and the kid survives for reasons by himself on a dinosaur populated island.
Right?
After parasailing for 8 weeks.
Intro, yeah.
And it's the whole movie is so bad. But
three's
my favorite
better than two. It goes 1, 3, 2 of the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Two is when they come to San Diego.
At the end.
Yes. At the very
end.
It's
like,
but
oh, cool. There's
cool.
A yeah.
I mean, that part is kind
of. Yeah, but if the part about the movie that I enjoy is neat, they're in a town that I live in.
Yeah.
Which
exactly.
Is it. That was,
that's not saying a lot.
Totally
the part of the movie I love in Lost World is when the 100-pound gymnast girl manages to boot a velociraptor through a window while she's flipping around. And it's like, how heavy do you think a velociraptor is that's jumping at you?
I don't know.
Probably 1,000 pounds of pressure. And she just like flips around on a little thing because she's a gymnast and punts it out the fucking window. My ass it does.
It's
Jesus
so
Christ.
Bad. It's so
it's
bad.
It's all about the leverage. You know? These kids with their martial arts, man. They know what they know what they're doing.
But that's a good movie.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's good shit.
So watching Big Mouth in one of the episodes, they're talking about they do a thing about their phones and how everyone's on their phone, and so they want to have this old style party where Dad, who's Fred Armiston, is like saying, "Oh, we used to have parties all the time. We'd get together and we'd talk and we'd all this stuff." And it just made me kind of a little like nostalgic, and we get together and talk regularly every week,
right?
Which is a trip. I mean, it's a trip that you sit down and talk. Like,
yeah.
What's the score, Rich?
What? Oh, sorry.
But it makes me fun. It makes me happy.
Tangent train. On that subject,
yes.
With also Rich is subject. Did you see the pictures that there's like somebody, a photographer, digitally removed people's cell phones from their pictures?
Yes.
I have seen this.
Yeah. I was like, this is some dark fucking
shit. It really is. It really it's very effective.
It's like, holy
that's
shit.
That's an effective art piece. Yeah.
I read that news story. It is a news story. I read it a couple weeks ago, and there's a lot of, because, you know, photographers, but all creative people, whatever your medium is, if it's music, if it's theater, if it's, you know, paint by numbers or watercolor or whatever, you're always going to have like varying degrees of opinions. And I would say, because the photography community, it's almost as annoying as the black community. The black community.
Sure.
At the meetings where we all decide one thing.
Uh-huh.
But from what I've seen, like people who've responded, like there's very solidly two sides where someone's like, this is stupid. Like people were distracted by other things before. We were distracted by TV. We were distracted by newspapers. We were distracted by, you know, whatever number of things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the phones are a little bit different because you have them with you all the time.
24/7.
They're everywhere.
Correct.
But the idea that we're suddenly not interacting when we've been finding excuses to not interact for a very long time.
Right.
Some people find that very ham-fisted, and others are very like, this is like powerful and meaningful and blah, blah, blah.
It's because
I don't really know where I sit on it.
It was so well done.
I like the work. The work, it looked really cool.
Right.
From that part.
Like,
but it didn't like resonate deeply within me or anything.
It
like
did
that.
For me.
A couple of them did.
Like when the couple's like in bed and they're both like turned away and looking on their phones. Like that one's like, oh, that one is kind of sad.
That one's rough. When the mom is sitting there on the like chair with her leg up, staring at the phone, and the kid's just sitting there doing whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, he had a fucking tablet removed.
Yeah.
So the kid's staring into space and the mom's not looking at the kid. Yeah. Like things like that where it's just like, oof.
Yeah.
Oof. But again, you just put a newspaper in their hand and it's the 50s.
Or a glass of wine.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's unprecedented. Like the what their phones mean to us, you know, there's never really been anything like it before. Mm-hmm. It, you know, that's so your entire life, your organization for your day, your contacts, your how you see the news, watch the internet,
so,
dopamine dump by posting on Instagram.
So
yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
For my part, anyway, when I think about it, maybe a little bit more deeply, with phones, it's very different because The phone has the capacity to both be like just nothing, like, you know, you're not doing anything on it, like you're playing Snake 2. I don't know why I went to Snake 2, but
sure.
Snake 2.
Classic.
Or like you're reading like some very meaningful story from the other side of the world, and like we use our phones to simultaneously disconnect from the people around us but connect to people who are very, very far away.
Correct.
So it's kind of like, and I totally get the idea, like you're at a party, like why be connecting to people who aren't in the room when there are so many people in the room?
Right.
And how we have this enormous power in our hand, and how we use it can go a number of different ways. That's my point.
I thought you were going to say that, like, all the kids are on their phones and the dad's like, you know, we used to just talk. And I was like thinking, I was like, that'd be kind of a cool, like, kind of a cool concept to, like, when you come in, like, this is the table for the phones. You gotta ditch your phone, people. Away. We're all just gonna have a party and your phone is up. It's safe. No one's gonna steal them. You just leave it up here and don't touch it.
I have heard. Night,
you grab a
and
phone
then
blindly.
You fuck
and you go home and do it.
Whoever's phone you grab. That's you have sex with that night. So
and you pick up the phone. You're like, I don't really know who this is. Like, there's a picture of a dog.
It's
on
locked.
It. Like,
I can't tell.
That? I can't tell.
whose phone is this one?
Pretty sunset, but whose is this?
But like, it was like that'd be kind of cool. And then, then I can't take pictures. So it's like, well, then have like a deactivated like I have 3-4 old phones. You know what I mean?
We used to have this thing called cameras.
Right.
Whose sole job was to take fucking pictures.
I got those too, but just leave cameras sitting around or like phones that aren't connected to the internet, like old phones that people are like, oh, I can use this to take a picture because you have an SLR sitting on the table. People are like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But if you just put an old iPhone 6 that's not getting used, like this one that's right here, just turn this on and be like, okay, if you want to take a picture, you got to use the busted phone.
Or an old nude Polaroid.
We'll post them all at the end of the whatever.
Yeah.
And just see how it goes. It'd be interesting. It's like the whole, have you seen the thing where it's like you're out to dinner with friends and you put your phones in a stack? And like first person.
Literally just going to mention
first person to take the phone pays the bill. It's like, I can go this long without looking at my phone.
Hell yeah.
Easy.
I just got to check something.
But it might be business.
Yeah.
Right.
It can wait.
It can wait.
Wait until an hour from
it
now.
It could be Dwan. Yeah. I got to answer.
Was that all good, by the way?
It was all good. Yeah. Okay, good. It was nice. He just kind of, I think he was just probably feeling nostalgic and just wanted to catch up.
Legit.
That's
and
good.
So
using a phone for a good reason?
Yeah.
There you go.
talking on it.
Talking on the phone.
I called my parents because in other news, PG&E and I think SoCal Ed, but I haven't heard so much of it down here. Well, actually, no, it's happened down here too. They're like doing like planned blackouts because the Santa Ana's are coming through and yada yada. And a high school friend actually on Instagram, I forget how we got on the topic, but it's like she was talking about my pictures of the dog or something. And I was like, hey, how you doing? And she's like, oh, good, except for this whole blackout thing. And she lives like right down the hill from my parents. So I'm like, oh, I should probably call my parents because I didn't know about that.
And it might be out.
And so, you know, because of Instagram, I connected with my parents, not that I wouldn't anyway,
right?
And just to check on them to make sure that they were okay, and you know, they'll probably light candles and play Monopoly or something like that because that's what they do. But
word.
I talked to my mom, and she goes, "Oh yeah, it's fine, it's dark, but you know, we've got food and we've got water, we've got flashlights, so we're good."
Sounds.
But it's because of,
yep,
you know, because I was on my phone.
That's right.
I was able to find out about that.
Good times.
Yeah, I missed the blackout that we had. Like that was from Arizona West. Remember that one? Like it just everything.
I have a story about that one.
I will never
forget that blackout.
it was great, and I was sad when it was over. Like I was just like, aw.
I cooked Totino's pizza rolls on my barbecue.
That blackout.
Yeah.
So much happened that day. So I was trying to leave. Because that's when I lived in La Mesa. I lived in a condo in La Mesa, and I was trying to leave in our garage.
Condo in La Mesa.
I like that. That's great. But we couldn't leave because the garage was like one of those huge wrought iron ones, and it was electric. And so, like, me and one of the neighbors, we had to, like, MacGyver the garage open. And we did it. We got it open. So it was like, yay. But now it's just open because there's no power, so it just has to stay open. But now people can actually, like, you know, come and go. And I got in my car, and I drove over to North Park because a buddy of mine, he lives there, like, right in the middle of it. And like in days past in college, like during blackouts, we'd like, you know, we'd light candles around the college house and like get drunk and play games. So it was like, why don't we just do that?
Yep.
And at this point, I think Lindsay and I had been dating for a week, maybe a week and a half. So we were brand new. So she comes over, and she's there for like an hour, and she's going to go off and meet up with some other friends. Because we weren't at the time where we were spending literally every waking moment together, like you do now. And I'm hanging out with my friends, and we go to this shitty little bar called Tobacco Rotus. It used to be on University Avenue in like Hamilton or somewhere around there. And it's just not like a dive bar in the way like, ha, this bar is like fun and divey. Like a real piece of shit bar. Like
you
a
might die.
Piece of shit bar. Like, and on it checks all the boxes, like crappy drinks, sketchy clientele, like terrible
piss
location.
On the floor.
Like, yeah, all of it.
Probably drug deals happening.
Just all of it.
Oh, great.
And I'm hanging with it's just me and like two of my friends, and we're sitting at the bar, and there's like two to four girls, like all hanging out. And my buddy's like trying to talk to one of them because he was very single and he's just on the prowl wherever we went. And this girl comes up to me, and there's music playing because I forget if they had like a powered jukebox or what, or like it had its own battery power or something like that. But there's music playing, and she's like kind of dancing, like trying to look all cute, and basically says to me, she goes, "Are you from around here?" And I was like, "Oh, I live over there." She's like, "Oh, that's cool. Well, I live like a block that way." Like while she's like making eyes and dancing at me, she's like, "You want to go back to my place?" And I'm like, "Wow." And, you know, objectively, like, she was gorgeous. And I'm like,
yes.
I mean, if you had asked me this, like, 2 weeks ago, I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. But no, because I literally just committed to somebody else. She's like, oh, that's too bad. And she didn't stop trying, but I was trying to, like, go talk to my buddy over there. Like, he's a good-looking dude. Like, he's, you know. But I'll never forget that blackout because it was the time I was most blatantly hit on by somebody.
That's gutsy too.
And that was bold.
She's like, this blackout's not complete yet.
That's the joke.
My
ooh,
favorite thing
BJ.
To do.
Bravo, sir.
Oh man.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
That was good. So what are you watching, Rich?
So it's been what? We didn't watch anything yesterday because we were at the hospital.
You're
literally
watching babies
all,
being
born. Watching a baby come into the world. Yes. I didn't watch it. Not that I haven't seen that, because I have.
Yes, you've witnessed.
I've seen it. I've seen some shit. What was it? Oh, I've seen shit that'll turn you white. There it is. We've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nice.
Which, if you have not watched that show, I mean, it's, you know, it's Michael Schur. And everything he produces turns to gold.
Yep.
It just does.
What else does he do?
The Good Place, The Office, Parks and Rec.
Yep.
To name a few.
There are like, yeah, there's like, is he in 30 Rock 2 or no? Just because
maybe.
Sometimes like you kind of feel like,
I don't know,
this is from the same school. Like,
yeah.
It's for certain shows and certain styles of humor.
I mean, when you watch like, because we were binging the Parks and Rec to when The Good Place came out, where like this really feels like it's obviously very different because it's not, you know, a mockumentary style
right.
done thing. It's like this is the way the jokes are structured and everything feels really, really, really similar.
Yeah.
And that's how Michael Schur. Oh, Michael Schur. There you go.
Yeah. I definitely
there
recognize
it.
And when you see it, you're like, yeah, that's it's funny. It's funny.
The
so
Good
funny.
Place, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Master of None, Parks and Rec, The Office.
That's a
SNL.
That's a decent resume.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also been watching, because you said Netflix has added a bunch of things. They just added Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Uh-huh.
It's an anime from the 90s. Uh-huh. Like, probably one of the more famous anime series that's ever been released ever. And what I love about it versus something like, you know, I don't know, for those of you who know about anime, like Naruto or like Dragon Ball Z, really great anime tends to be really, really short. Like, there are 30 episodes, and that's it. Hmm. Like, that's the story. We're done.
Yep.
There will maybe be another movie or maybe another series where they, like, leap forward in time and, like, tell a very different story. But it doesn't, like, continue on forever like a lot of shows do.
Yeah, it's like a manga where, like, here's our story.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Most of them are adapted from manga, and it's, you know, we get to the story, and then we're done.
Yep.
Like, bye. Good
the
forever.
End.
It's great. Like, the animation looks it's from 1994, right? And the animation looks so good. So, so good. because you just, you know, the people who are doing this, they're doing it there, doing it by hand, first of all. And these are just artists. Like, these are freaking artists, and they're so good at what they do. Like, from conveying motion to, like, the human form and, like, all the colors and, like, the design and the style and, like, deliberate, like, compositional choices that you could reference. Like, if you watch other movies and, like, the way that certain cinematographers shoot, you could see, like, oh, that's kind of like this guy. It's kind of like that guy. And
yep.
It's, they're doing it, you know, they're drawing it. And it's...
it's an homage.
It's really cool. Yeah. Great show.
Dope.
Great right show. Giant robots, monsters from space, you know.
Word.
Can't go wrong with that.
How about you, Jared?
We are almost caught up on Good Place, because that's also on Netflix.
It's new also on Hulu.
I know, and so I finished season 3.
Yeah.
And
I did too.
Started season 4.
I have not done that yet.
And I am super curious as to how this show is going to complete itself in 9 more episodes. Because they get 10-ish, 10, maybe 12
yeah.
per season on this show. And I'm just like, how is this ship going to write itself?
I've been, like, been a little hurt with endings recently.
And so it's like, I'm glad that they know that they had a story to tell. And they're like, this is where we're going. We're only doing this 4th season. This yeah. is it. And we're gonna, it's all going to be wrapped up.
It doesn't mean that they had a great idea for it already.
Right.
It doesn't.
Like, and so I'm just like, but the way that season 1 flipped and ended, and then the way that season 2 flipped and ended, and the way that season 3 flipped and ended, mm-hmm. I'm just like, okay, well, let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
All right. So, season 3.
Yeah.
The episode.
Spoiler alert or what?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I'll hit the button because I haven't done a long, long time. Spoiler alert. Good play. Spoilers.
You've seen then the episode about with all the Janets.
Yes.
Yes.
When she pulls them into the void.
That yeah. was phenomenal.
Dope.
That was so good. Yeah. And it.
Hats off to, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but that actress is.
She kills
phenomenal. It. Probably my favorite character.
She is so yeah. good.
Absolutely.
And it's Janet. Just a total Easily. Showcase for her. Like yeah. for yeah. her to like.
Her being Jason was magical.
Yeah. Oh, yes. She yeah. killed everybody. Like she killed all of them, I thought.
So good.
I feel like her. Like her Eleanor was the
that was maybe the one
weakest
that, yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Which is why there wasn't as much Eleanor Janet in
right.
the episode.
Yeah,
because Kristen Bell has such the ability to keep the cute little innocent face while being completely bonkers sarcastic.
Yeah,
and like it was just really hard for her to pull that off.
Imagine being an actor, somebody approaches like, you're gonna play every other character on the show,
right? You're gonna imitate him while he's sitting there watching.
You're, and you're like, I don't do imitations. Okay, here
yeah,
we go.
Like, so that the way she even like do her mouth sideways and yeah. talk like Jason,
talk like Jason,
right?
it's like this is
like Blake
so
Bortles.
Good. Blake Bortles, God, she's so good.
When he's like crying, saying bye to his dad.
I wonder if they're gonna bring. Like,
it's so funny.
If he'll bring Gardner Minshew into it this
right.
season. Because Gardner Minshew is like the top meme
oh,
in the
yeah.
NFL right
Gardner
now.
Gardner Minshew
like,
and his mustache.
By far. Keep your mom away from Gardner Minshew.
That's you guys, hilarious. Why are you so desperate for attention, boys?
Pay attention to the dogs.
Like, what's happening? Come here, Frank. Come on.
Jump on up there.
But that scene where she's trying to like keep Eleanor from going, Chidi's trying to keep Eleanor from going crazy, and they're trying to remind her, but
yeah,
it's the same.
What happened?
Oh yeah,
and she keeps flashing through different. That is a powerful scene. Like,
yeah,
that totally. Like got me. And Good Place do that.
The Good Place is really good.
Yeah, it'll do that, and it'll sneak up on you. Like yeah. all of a sudden, yeah. it'll sneak up on you something super sweet, and yeah. and all of a sudden you're like, oh man, I had no idea that I was this invested in it. Like
sweet without spilling over into schmaltzy.
Yes.
Yeah. For sure.
And, like, I think it's season 3. Trevor!
Saul!
What
he's doing on the
scene. What are you guys doing
he's
right
bold.
Now? Like, they're wigging out. Is there an earthquake about to happen
Maybe
or something?
So. Maybe.
Like, what the shit? But in season 3, like, there's a part when... Oh, it's when Chidi's, like, going crazy, and he's, like, he found out what's up or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, making the chili or whatever. He's, like, he's losing his mind. And... he, like, takes his shirt and stuff off, and I'm just like, damn!
And that dude is
holy
ripped.
Shit, dude! you are looking good under those fucking yeah. sweater vests, boy!
Yeah.
Like, Jesus
Surprisingly,
Christ!
Yeah, he is.
Like, that was a surprise.
Yeah.
I was like, man, good for you, buddy. Like, yeah. They are making you wear long sleeves and sweater vests the whole series. Now they're trying to hide it. Finally, it's like, woof!
All of a sudden, it'll be like the Joel, what's his name? Dang, he used to do the soup.
Joel McHale?
Joel McHale's clause where he has to take his shirt off. Right. Like, I have to take my shirt off right now.
Oh, it was just, it was funny. I was like, good on you, buddy.
Nice.
Is Community streaming anywhere?
Yes, it's on Hulu.
Yes.
It's on Hulu?
Mm-hmm. Is it still? It was.
I think so.
It might be. I'm really in a good place right now. I'm like, right, I just don't know how. I just really am concerned. Not concerned, but like the way that season four. Have you started season four?
No, not yet.
No? And you haven't either? Mm-mm.
I think I watched the first episode, maybe. Yeah.
I'm just like, let's see how this goes.
Next on the plate. We've been like, we're fully sucked into 9-9, so pretty much any TV time right now with the two of us is that.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of Andrea and I's go-to, because I think she's enjoyed that every time we've turned it on.
9-9?
Yeah.
9-9?
Blake Bortles? It's so good. Anything else?
No, that's it.
That's it.
More of the stuff I want to watch and haven't watched than actually have watched.
Well, we can wrap it up and have a short week, because that's what happens when we turn around and record 2 days later.
How short? We're not that short. Are we?
An hour. Classic.
That was fine.
A lab classic.
More than enough.
Yes, absolutely. Especially since we've been going for like 2 hours lately.
Yes.
This is a lab classic.
Long-winded.
But if you have anything that you want to talk about, hit us up. You can be a guest. Come to my garage. Sit down. Chat about a TV show.
Play with the dogs.
Chat about what you've been watching. That's the new thing. It's the new hotness.
Blake Bortles.
God, it's so funny. Ted Danson's really good on that show, too. Like, everyone's really good.
Very good.
The only person that I'm not big fan of on that show is Maya Rudolph as the judge. Like, she's okay, but I'm just like,
here's Maya Rudolph.
She's in a little too many things.
It's like I love Maya Rudolph, but in this, it's like she's trying too hard to be aloof-ish. I don't know how to describe it. I'm just like, meh. I'm just not in on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're already done talking about that. But thanks out there for listening to the show. Hit us up on all social media, like we say. But for now, let's wrap it up. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.